Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
Breaking news from the WIBC Traffic Department, the great Matt Bear. Hello.
Good morning, everybody.
All right, so we had intended to start off the show today with that underwhelming and completely ridiculous governor's debate. We'll get to that in just a moment. But first, there was some breaking news this morning, a gigantic bus fire at 38th and Meridian. Matt, what do we know, first of all, about how it's kind of disrupted the flow of traffic in the city?
The whole thing, I'm avoiding Meridian Street going north from 36 to 38th. That's still shut down right now for the bus fire. Cleanup. They've shut down the 38th and Meridian bus station right now. The whole area is going to be a mess for some time here this morning. And we don't know when cleanup's going to be finished, but right now, northbound Meridian is still closed. People are pushing the Penn. They're pushing to other side streets, and that's just why it's not a very healthy area. And this is a big-time intersection in the middle of it. It's right there in the heart of Indianapolis, so it's a tough one to lose, but it's definitely a place that I'm not going through after I leave here today.
So, Matt, what happened here? I've heard various rumors, so I'm going to you to find out what is actually happening. Was this a gas or an electric bus? And B, I heard rumors that they've sent the arson investigators.
Yeah, that has been confirmed. Arson investigators have been sent to the scene. Here's what it was. About 7:30 this morning at WIBC Traffic had the tweet out talking about the bus fire. And this is
video's incredible.
Yeah, the video is massive. I mean, this bus was fully engulfed. And this is because of the awesome listening audience that we have and the very keen traffic tipsters that we have at WIBC Traffic. I cannot remember the gentleman's name, but we get so many tips, and we are so blessed to have those. But yes, about 7:30 this morning, this bus fire was reported at WIBC Traffic. The picture was put out, and we were asking people to avoid the area. Now, this is a red line bus station at 38th and Meridian, and that station is closed. And by my visual, looking at all the different pictures, this is a red line bus that caught fire. Now, as the morning progressed, our friends at Wish TV did report that an arson investigator has been called to the scene, and that I've seen other news outlets here today report that, yes, one of the witnesses said the bus was set on fire by one of the passengers.
So, now, we don't know anything right now, though, whether anybody was on the bus. We don't know if there's any victims.
We do know that the driver was able to get everybody off the bus.
Great.
I have heard a couple of people were taken to the hospital, but Indigo did release that earlier this morning, saying that the bus was safely evacuated, and that's the most important thing. Nobody was seriously hurt in this crash.
So, how long do you think that this intersection is going to be closed? I mean, obviously, if they're investigating for arson, I mean, this could be an all-day thing.
Well, I apologize. I just called it a crash. It was not that. We had two car fires today. We had a bus fire and a car fire, and then another car fire. It was just one of those mornings, so I'm getting it all confused in my head. Except, as far as the closure of northbound Meridian Street, it's going to take a minute to clean this up, and then you have to look at the bus station, I'm sure, and see if any damage has been done to that, and then if repair need to be made. So I'm saying at least avoid the area for the rest of the morning just to be safe. And again, that's Meridian at 38th Street. I was getting tips that Penn was just absolutely trashed about an hour ago. And again, these tips that come into WIBC Traffic are just remarkably good, and we're so blessed to have
them. He's got an army of people. Like, it's amazing. I have my wife, but then I don't really even have a person. He's got an army of people that are just, and this is, by the way, Matt Bear joining us, starting the show today. There was a massive bus fire at the intersection of 38th and Meridian. Obviously, it has caused all sorts of traffic ramifications that'll probably, I assume, continue throughout the rest of the day. But I kind of wanted you to talk about this, about how much this has changed, where you now don't depend on some guy on the other end of a cannon string giving you the information. You now can get this information in real time and relay it to people. That video, again, is just absolutely incredible. And it is amazing that no one was injured.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, I saw the bus fire and I was like, ugh. That's the first thing that comes to mind. You know, I mean, as traffic, as the profession goes, you know, you have to get to closure, you have to get to traffic. But the whole time I'm thinking, God, I hope nobody was on that bus. And that's really what you're thinking. Same thing whenever a school bus crash comes in.
Right.
It's the first thing that goes to your mind. I hope there were no kids on the bus. And thankfully, we haven't had anything serious happen like that in a long time. But as far as occupants getting hurt on a bus. But yeah, the bus was occupied, but the driver, thinking quickly, was able to get everybody out. And it sounds like for safe for the most part. And that's what we're happy about. But yeah, the information flows. I mean, the tips are great. And I never thank the dispatchers. The dispatchers of Metro at NDOT, everywhere else, just kick ass. They are great people, and they're always so quick to help, and they're cool about it too. So yeah, we have lots of people out there working hard at this, and it's a really great community to be a part of.
All right, so you'll keep everybody up to date all throughout the day. Obviously, again, big time traffic ramifications, the investigation ongoing. If people want to follow you, stay up to date on this all throughout the day, how can they do that?
It's at WIBC Traffic, and my personal account is at Matt in Traffic. Either one will get you there.
Hey, before we let you go, we do this every single time. Just take a minute, tell us about this podcast you have. It is an incredible podcast that's out, and it is helping so many people who are trying to kick addiction, who are struggling with addiction, loved ones who have people with addiction. I love the Supporting Sobriety podcast. Just take a few seconds and tell us about it.
Bless you, Rob. Thanks, man. It is at Supporting Sobriety, at Sobriety underscore pod, the Supporting Sobriety podcast. And you said it, man. I mean, we're talking to the people who brought us out of the darkness, man, brought us out of the abyss. I'm a recovering alcoholic, Ryan, and a recovering addict. And really, there's no difference, you know, between the two. But we talk to the people, the caregivers that helped us out, and we try to explain some of these concepts of recovery that might be a little bit foreign to everybody. And we totally speak from our own experiences. When we don't know, we bring in guests, we bring in experts, and we'll tell you we don't know. This is from our experience, and that's why it's so much fun to be able to do and to be able to talk about it, because one, it helps keep me sober.
Yeah.
and that's paramount to me. That is first and foremost. And two, it might help out somebody else. So to be able to do it is awesome. Thanks for letting me say something.
They had Terry Stacey on a recent, maybe two episodes ago now, about her struggle with her husband. And it was, Brad, I mean, it was incredible.
I'm going to have to go back and listen
to that. Oh, it was unbelievable.
She was amazing.
Yeah, it was great. Supporting Sobriety, name of the podcast. All day long, follow Matt. They can follow your personal account and the WIBC account. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. We'd love to have you in the community.
All right, Matt Bear, thank you.
Thank you, Rob. Thanks, guys.
You're awesome.
Take care.